This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Terrible process to get there.
Yep.
Thought it was a bad decision.
Agreed with all of it.
Thought that he wasn't qualified to get that gig. Not that he wasn't qualified to be an NFL defensive coordinator. He's had that post multiple times.
But it was an uninspiring process.
Yeah, but you got to do better. You're coming off of Joe Barry. You can't go to Minuski. You had options like Gus Bradley and Paul Gunther is the guy they were going after in Cincinnati. And you can name a bunch of these available DCs that they wanted they couldn't land. And next thing you know, you're just going, well, we got this guy in the office who coached linebackers last year.
He was down the hall available the whole time.
Why don't we give him a try, yeah? That's how it felt. And I hated it. And Greg Minuski's done really, really well.
What they did with coverage, Torian Gray, by the way, deserves some shine today as well.
Yeah.
Mixing and matching some of the linebacker blitzing stuff. You saw, you know, Anderson come a couple times. You saw Zach Brown either spying or blitzing. Some of those different little bits of kind of just make Seattle a little bit unsure in their passing game. They looked like they didn't have an answer for what Minuski was dialing up. Credit to him, for sure.
Let's go to Josh in Stafford on the Fan. What's up, Josh?
Josh.
What's up? What's up, guys?
Hey.
We can't forget USA Today, ESPN, CBS, Fox Sports, Sporting News. 100% of projectors and prognosticators pick the Redskins to lose and lose badly.
Yeah.
How about Grant and Danny should be added to that
list? Danny and Grant, whichever order you want. How about everybody?
I picked 34-13, maybe? Something like that, Seattle?
Yeah, I said 27-13 because I didn't think they'd have to score that many points.
27-10? I don't even remember what I said. I said the Redskins would lose by close to 20 points. I give them no chance.
I give them no shot.
Not up in there. Not in Seattle. Not with all those injuries. There was no reason they could have or should have won. Zippy. But thankfully, the defense didn't know that. And luckily, Kirk Cousins, as he ran out onto the field for that final drive, when he had no business making a couple big throws and getting that team down the field, didn't know it either. Tim's in D.C. on the Fan. What's up, Tim?
Hey, let's talk about two things. Let's talk about Zach Brown. Please sign that guy long-term.
Pay him so much money. So many commas and zeros.
Please sign that guy long-term. And then, but mainly what I noticed is these guys that are filling in, I think their effort is, I mean, maybe the millionaire guys are good players and all that. And I know, but these are hand-to-mouth guys. They want to eat, and they're playing like it. What about that?
Well said. The guy's filling in. I mean, again, you're talking about dudes off the street. You're talking about guys that were on NFL rosters through training camps and other things and were cut and were just sort of floating out in the ether. There are 31 teams right now going, yeah, I don't think that Bergstrom can help us. I don't really think Tyler Catalina is for us. And they're playing for the Redskins and did work that you wouldn't believe they were capable of. I'm not saying anybody was great yesterday from that offensive line or, you know, Arthur Jones was a world beater. But you got adequacy from guys that were readily available and 31 other teams at any point in time could have said yes. They all said no, and the Redskins had to say yes because of the injuries. And they played admirably.
If you have to look down at your roster, your flip card, your chart to see who a guy is when he makes a play, and you've watched every game this season, that's a pretty big deal. Let's go to Kendall in Fairfax. What's up, Kendall?
Hey, Kendall.
What's up, guys? I've just been able to get in here. I haven't been able to listen all day, but I know you guys said everything I agree with, obviously. But not to forget, Kirk, man, that defense, everybody was giving, you know, we got the dumb fans that do what they do every week. But they were giving him a hard time because he took sacks and what have you. But the fact that he did not turn the ball over was a win against that defense. That defense needs to score in order to be the real Legion of Boom, and they didn't do it. They got the safety, but that was it, and I think that was a win, and that allowed the defense to play well. Zach Brown, Compton, Swearinger, Hall, Lanier, all the guys that play extremely well, and it allowed Kirk to come back at the end and really redeem himself from, I guess, aesthetically not pleasing game on a lot of fronts for people who don't like him.
Thanks, Kendall. And you're 100% right, because that's the knock always is, well, he doesn't take enough chances. He just take what's given to him. That's a positive, not a negative so often. You don't win yesterday if you don't go about it that way for 3+ quarters. You also need an assist from your defense, which he got. This information from NFL Matchup on ESPN, throwing from the empty formation, average yards per attempt this year. The Falcons number one in the NFL, Matt Ryan. Kirk Cousins and the Redskins number two, Drew Brees and the Saints number three. The Redskins averaging 9.8 yards per attempt out of empty, meaning when he's in the gun with no backs around him in a spread offense, which is what I have advocated for.
I just want them to spread it out so much.
Since the land before time. I mean, since those dinosaurs were roaming around and the little guy Lucky was seeing his mom's shadow and whatever the hell else happened in that movie, please, for goodness sake, go empty more often. Please. He's really good at it. Ball comes out fast, one-on-one matchups. You get some vertical routes and isolation in the seam. Throw the ball to Vernon Davis against the linebacker, and thank you. Cedric Tysons, what's up?
What's up, guys? I just wanted to notify the fact that Kirk Cousins has made 40 straight starts for the Redskins without getting hurt. He steps in the pocket. He takes those hits. He keeps the ball moving. Hail to the Redskins. Happy Monday, guys.
Thank you, buddy. Yeah, he's been durable. And you hope that continues because they'll need it to.
You do what happens the last 2 weeks. That's not going to continue.
Yeah, you can't.
One of those hits is going to, I mean, think about how he got his head spun against Dallas that one time that should have been a huge penalty but wasn't, whatever. He's been clocked.
How about the helmet-to-helmet yesterday?
Yeah, and that
they
one yesterday,
Sheriff,
too.
They need Sheriff Loval or Nsekhe or two of the three back. Colin, South Carolina, thanks for listening on the stream. What do you got?
What's up, Colin?
How you doing? I think that McClain, all them guys, you know, Hood, all of them, they didn't get enough credit. They were getting after Russell Wilson. They were forcing passes all day. And that sack at the end, man, that really did the job.
It really did. McClain, best he's been in a Redskins uniform. We talked to Ziggy Hood in detail about the defensive line, the defensive effort. If you missed the interview, go to grantanddanny.com/audio. That is also where you'll find our interview with Kirk Cousins, who was exclusively on G&D today. Much appreciate all of you listening on this Victory Monday. Chad Dukes versus the world at 2 o'clock.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.